Former Congressman Mark Foley's attorney said this week that his client is undergoing treatment for alcoholism. Commentator Judy Muller says skeptics shouldn't assume that's just window dressing.
When I first read those creepy emails Congressman Mark Foley allegedly sent to various teenage boys, I probably had the same reaction as everyone else. Yuck. But when I heard he was checking into rehab for an alcohol problem, I did not have the same reaction. Most everyone else joked that Foley was following a now well-established pattern of famous people who get into trouble and go straight to rehab. Mel Gibson, Pat O'Brien, Patrick Kennedy, to name just a few. A lot of people assume the claim of alcohol abuse is a cover, a way to run away from responsibility. I beg to differ. For those of us with more than a passing acquaintance with alcoholism, Foley's announcement made sense. When I first read those emails, I also thought, ouch, sounds like something you'd write when you're smashed. If Foley truly suffers from alcoholism, then he hit bottom in a spectacularly shameful way. He may be charged with a crime before this is over. And while no one would defend someone who might have sexually harassed young people or worse, it's important to see the difference between an excuse and an explanation. That's hard when so many people still think of alcoholism as a moral failing rather than a disease. We have this widespread assumption that rehab is a dodge, and perhaps for some it is. But here's what I imagine Mark Foley's days are like right now. First, he wakes up wishing he could die. Instead, he's scooped up by people who've had similar experiences, who've behaved just as badly, if not worse. He may come to know other gay alcoholics who lived in the closet, who used alcohol as a way of relieving the stress of their daily duplicity. It's extremely common. Of course, it's also extremely common for Americans to detest hypocrisy. And a man who publicly railed against the same behavior he's now accused of is bound to elicit that response. Foley will have no control over that response. He will learn, in fact, that he has very little control over anything but staying sober one day at a time. So how can we tell when somebody is using rehab as a dodge? We can't, really. But it would be great if, when Foley emerges after 30 days or so, he turns down requests for network interviews and just quietly makes his amends to the people he's hurt. And, when he's feeling better, helps a few other people in the same boat. Because there's one fact that's not in dispute. Mark Foley is not the only person who woke up this morning wishing he could die.
Commentator Judy Muller is an associate professor of journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication.